This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday's here, and we're on the air. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. We does not include Jennifer, however, in the DJV equation. She's stuck in deepest, darkest Bakersfield or someplace. I don't know where she is, in a hotel that doesn't work. And so, I mean, it doesn't work. I see the screams from her. It doesn't work. All right, so she'll be fine. We'll be fine. We're working on a lot of different things as usual, including the most fascinating story of the day, the story of a new kind of frog whose groin flashes orange to scare away predators.
Hmm.
Biologist Simon Clulow spotted the frog's unusual marble pattern on its belly. This is a previously unknown facet of the species. Very unusual. It's found in not a remote habitat, but they seem to be found on land close to airports.
That's so okay.
Orange bellied and groined frogs near your favorite airport. He said nowadays many new discoveries are based primarily on genetics. Frogs look similar to other frogs. There's this frog and that frog, all frogs. But this is the most different genetic frog that we've seen for a long time. So for those of you who are fascinated, we ought to take this picture here and post it maybe Facebook or Instagram or somewhere. I'll send it to you, Victoria.
Okay.
Orange groin, that you'll know the difference because it has an orange groin. Frogs with an orange groin.
How obvious is, and this is a weird question, but how obvious is a frog groin? I'm saying, you know, like if it's lying on its stomach, which they normally are,
right,
how are you going to know?
You're not. You have to turn it over, which makes it even more exciting. Turn the frog over.
Well, now I'm going to turn every frog that I've seen ever over.
All right, all you have to do is actually
leave no frog left unturned.
Right.
In other Facebook and
important
and
news. Yes.
Yes, and in in cute animal news, we have. Have you seen the video of the polar bear petting the Eskimo dog?
You know, I haven't, but it intrigues me.
It is so
I
cute.
I saw
it's
this.
Posted
yeah.
On our Facebook page.
Is it posted?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This
we
is this guy. Well, the fellow who discovered the orange groin stumbled on it, and apparently this fellow, David DeMullis, stumbled upon this moment as well. He had a bus tour into this area of Manitoba. North Star Tours with it's not unusual, obviously, to see a polar bear, but a polar bear petting a dog. Normally, they'd be eating
I know.
Dog.
This could have been a very dangerous situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the dog is chained, which made me nervous when I first saw that. It's an Eskimo dog sanctuary, but it's a very long chain.
Yeah.
But the dog just sat there and didn't even care. It wasn't even afraid.
Yeah.
It's like they've been best friends forever. It's the cutest thing.
Guess goes to show you that you can't always predict how one species will react or a group of people. You know, we've set ourselves up in this country to think that everything about Donald Trump is bad and everything, or vice versa, everything about Donald Trump is good, or pick some other name, any name, my name, your name. We are not all the same. We are not always good. We are not always bad. There is equivalence and quotients and that sort of thing. So in this circumstance, it teaches us quite a good lesson because our expectation, as we said, you see a polar bear come up on something like that, and the next thing you're going to see is the polar bear ripping it apart and eating it.
Right.
And that's not
the
case
in
this posting that you see.
So there is hope for us humans that we
yes.
all get along.
All right. Now, let's speaking of hope, the Flint, Michigan water crisis. For those of you who have forgotten about it, it still is a problem and has been a problem.
Still not solved.
For 4 years. These nincompoop imbeciles who have, whether it's the governor of Michigan, the mayor, all of these people, they just like sit on their hands. They talk about it. This is one of the most amazing references. And again, those of you who supported Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, it's because of ineffective government like this that you support people like that.
Mm-hmm.
A federal judge ruled this week that the city has to provide its residents with at least 4 cases of bottled water a week. Do you know what that's going to cost
Wow.
the taxpayers? Every single resident of Flint, Michigan has to be given 4 cases of bottled water a week because morons haven't fixed the problem.
When are the pipes supposed to be fixed? I thought they
pipes
actually
could
had
have been
plan,
fixed
right?
years ago. All they had to do is hire construction crew. How much money
right.
are they spending to do this stuff? So you dig up the pipes and you put new pipes in. And then you go back to getting water from Detroit instead of getting it out of the Flint River.
Right.
End of story. Officials have been handing out water filters, as I recall, but they don't guarantee all the lead is removed from the water, and they can't guarantee they would be properly installed or maintained. So now every single man, woman, and child, I'm surprised they didn't say the same thing for the animals that are there. Why not? I mean, the animals deserve some consideration too, right?
I mean, everybody. People think I'm crazy, but my dogs have never had non-filtered water. They have never had tap water. There's too much stuff in it.
I had one of those hydrogenators, or what they call it,
mm-hmm.
that puts special stuff into the water, and that's all Charlotte used to get.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I just find this is so inept. It's just a crime. It really is. It's criminal. These people should be in jail. Well, they tried to prosecute a couple of the people that supposedly were really involved, and one guy committed suicide and whatever else was going on. But still, after all of this, these nincompoops haven't fixed the problem. Ay. So what does a case of water cost? You go to Costco, what do you pay for a case of bottled water? $4 or $5? $10? What does it cost?
I don't know. I don't buy bottled water, but it sounds like this is an expensive solution.
Yep. Well,
I mean, even if it's just bottled filtered water, which is cheaper than spring water or whatever, it's probably a lot healthier anyway. Because you know, the spring water that they claim they give you, you know, I'm always very skeptical on all of that.
But even if
it's bottled filtered water, I mean, look at the litter and the trash you're creating while you're trying to solve a problem that you should have solved already.
In a moment, the earliest known inscription of the Ten Commandments is on the auction block. We'll tell you. This is like heresy, isn't it? I would think this would be. I don't know. We'll find out. And we'll 15 past the hour with DJV.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Chances are
are, someone in your family will be hit with a cold or flu this season. Before you reach for the medicine cabinet, check to see if your child has a fever. Dr. Carrie Peterson practices medicine in New York City.
Fevers of 101 degrees Fahrenheit or more are generally a sign of illness, so taking your child's temperature is a first step in gauging what to do.
Dr. Peterson says Braun offers the Thermoscan ear thermometer, the number one brand among pediatricians and moms.
Moms can feel confident with a reading from the ear canal because of its close proximity to the eardrum, which shares the blood supply of the brain's temperature control center.
A new Braun survey shows millennial and Gen X moms agree fever is their number one concern when caring for their sick kids. To get an accurate temperature reading, Dr. Peterson says technology is on your side.
Parents have the option of getting an accurate temperature reading without even touching or waking their baby. The Braun No-Touch Plus Forehead Thermometer provides a reading in only 2 seconds, whether gently touching a child's forehead or from up to 2 inches away.
Learn more at BraunThermometers.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The world's earliest known stone inscription of the Ten Commandments sold this week for $850,000. The new owner got an edict as part of the bargain. Thou shalt display the Ten Commandments in public. It's a 1,500-year-old tablet. Weighs about 115 pounds. Described as a national treasure in Israel. Sold at a public auction, of course, in Beverly Hills. Truck it over from Israel. What better place to sell something like that? And it's somebody in Beverly Hills. The rabbi from the Living Torah Museum in Brooklyn put the tablet up for sale with the stipulation the buyer must put it on display, and the buyer wasn't identified. This is an early Hebrew script called Samaritan. It was discovered in 1913 during excavation for a railroad in Israel. The guy who found it set the slab on the floor of his courtyard, and that means that for the practical the result of it being in the sun, some of the letters faded and people walked over it and that kind of stuff. So this was, by the way, on, it appears that it was on a synagogue destroyed by the Romans 400 A.D. And then maybe the Crusaders in the 11th century, the Crusades, remember?
Yeah. I can't believe it's still around.
I know it.
That always amazes me when things last that long. That's incredible.
I find this stuff fascinating because people think this is make-believe. These are like, you expect Charlton Heston to walk out with this thing, holding this thing on a movie set. The tablet was acquired by an Arab who placed it in the courtyard face up, where it remained until 1943. And his son sold it then to an archaeologist who owned it until he died in 2000, and it was sold and sold and sold.
I think it's been in this Brooklyn Museum, the Living Torah Museum in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But the one thing that's weird about this, I mean, and it has incredible detail. They said they think it was chiseled during the late Roman or Byzantine era. I mean, it's from the Book of Exodus. It's really incredible, but it only sold for $850,000. And yesterday we talked about a Monet that sold for $80
million. $80 million, yeah.
I mean, does that
seem
wrong?
This would seem more valuable. Yeah, it does seem more valuable. Something's a little cockeyed here. 21 after.
Being there matters. And in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready when it comes to protecting and defending America.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Miranda Lambert.
Pictures of how this for years.
How's that built me?
From Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn on concrete board, nail by nail, and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream.
All right, so Miranda Lambert in the musical news, as is Blake Shelton. As a matter of fact, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani all together. Both Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton making strides and letting go of the lives they had shared with their former spouses. We were talking earlier, was it yesterday or last Friday, when we found out Stefani had relisted her the home in Beverly Hills that she and her husband had called home.
Yeah.
And Blake Shelton has sold his home. Where he lived with Miranda Lambert. It was outside of Nashville. It was built on an acre of land back in 2001. And now, let's see, Sheldon Lambert purchased the home for $2.2 million. What are they asking for it now?
I don't know. Probably something around that, I would assume.
Yeah.
Maybe three. It doesn't seem like they kind of, it's on a golf course, kind of like a country club setting. So I don't know that they get that much more for it.
Yeah. The thing that I get a laugh out of are all these envious so-and-sos, or the people that like to overstate things. The media that covers, the news media that covers all of these entertainment types, and they talk about mansions. You don't know what a mansion is until you ride around in the neighborhood where I'm living in Bel Air. You've never seen a mansion. In this neighborhood is the house that has 46,000 square feet that was built by Aaron Spelling about 20-some-odd years ago. Can you even imagine? That's a warehouse, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And you get, it's built into the side of a hill. There's another house being built on top of the hill just behind me here that has to have 25,000 square feet. I wonder what the bowling alleys and waterfalls and swimming pools and places to park 25 cars. You know, it is that's a mansion.
Yeah.
Somebody who's got a house that's got 4, 5, 6,000, even 10,000 square feet is big. but I don't consider that to be mansion. Maybe I'm the only one who doesn't, but... anyway.
Well, you know these houses with the mansions with the bowling alleys. You know, the family uses it once, and then that's it. It collects dust.
Right. The house or the bowling alley?
The bowling alleys. You know, all these extra amenities and everything, I don't really think people use them.
No, they have a bowling alley at the White House, and I think they have a swimming pool now. Jimmy Carter closed it, but I think they opened it up again.
I don't know. That's good trivia. I don't know. I have heard about the bowling alley.
Yeah. And movie theater, all that good stuff.
Right.
All right. Also in the musical news today, the story of the Brit Awards and all the nominations, Little Mix, Rihanna, and Skepta, front runners leading into the Brit Awards that take place, is like our Grammys, on February 22nd. Rihanna's very popular over there. Who else in terms of American musicians? Used to be all American music pretty much took England and Europe by storm, or the world, as far as that's concerned, but there are a lot of good acts that come out of England, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Rihanna's certainly not American. She's from Barbados, and Drake's Canadian. I mean, there's sort of everybody's from everywhere now, which I always think it's funny when it's the Brit Awards or the American Music Awards, and it's very few actual American artists. It's all mixed in together now.
Right. So anyway, Michael Bublé was supposed to be the host, but all the talk about his son, poor thing, diagnosed with cancer, he has not really engaged in much of anything since then. Working on that. All right, so that's the musical story of the hour, or stories, plural, if you will. 28 after the hour on the DJB Experience.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now 34 after the hour, beating the trend with conversation on the radio. This is our version of Today, the television show. It's Today on the Radio, in a manner of speaking, with very intelligent people like Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Biff Keelan is going to have the sports news in a moment. We're going to present you with a very highly intelligent Chinese game in this half hour. And then there's the usual, what's going on here? I was trying to figure out where Mark Zuckerberg was on the list of the eight wealthiest people in the world and how they control all of the wealth, yada, yada, yada. I think between Friday and today, you'll all be happy to know that Mark Zuckerberg's net worth has gone up $5 billion.
Really?
Yes. And the revenues, you know, we've been talking, and the reason I find this intriguing isn't because I want to go back to talking about Bloomberg or Warren Buffett or the Gates family and all that foolishness that is foolishness in terms of the rich and the poor and Oxfam and all their baloney. But what I find interesting is how in this league things change so quickly, even though they're so insulated. I mean, think about it. Once you get over $1 billion, what do you need? You know, even you could argue you get over 100 million, and what are you going to do with it? Or 200, whatever it is. I don't know what the number is. But the idea here is that Zuckerberg had the fastest increase in value of any person in the history of measuring this in the world, $5 billion over a weekend. So I was back to what you've said, Victoria, any number of times, that, you know, when we talk about our social media strategy, we're basically aimed at Twitter because there seems to be more activity there among people who are your age, even though Facebook is still the number one choice for people who are older, for sure. But he's trying to do a lot of things, or he has people around him who are very creative to get them to be to stay is valuable or stay legitimate or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason this went up the way that it did is because the people who invest in Facebook were happy about this new thing that you introduced to our thing, I think on Thursday or Friday of last week, how they're going to insert commercials into the Facebook video stuff.
Yeah.
And that seemed to be something that a lot of people thought was going to help increase their ability. They can sell that stuff for sure. I know as a radio sales guy, I'm fighting against this sort of thing every day. What they do and how they do it. And so,
right. Well, it'll definitely increase their bottom line, but I think one of the biggest things that Facebook did correctly was they bought Instagram, and that's huge.
Yeah.
So,
right.
You know, Twitter owns Periscope, but that's
not
dying
as good as
out.
Yeah.
And Instagram is now live, and Instagram stories are recorded videos, and so that's the smartest thing that whoever made that decision at Facebook made a very good one with Instagram.
Okay. So let's just keep talking about money and what people are doing with it just for fun. I'm looking at a Facebook walking tour of the Kalorama neighborhood in Washington, the Northwest Washington neighborhood where Barack Obama is buying a house or already has. Jeff Bezos has a home there. There are a lot of people who are moving into this neighborhood. And I'd forgotten about this. I haven't worked and lived in Washington since, the early 1990s. But there are a lot of people. I'm looking at the house that Jeff Bezos bought, which was an old museum. I find that interesting. This is he paid $23 million for a 10-room mansion that they've converted, in fact. Not only did the Obamas buy a place there, but Ivanka Trump has bought a 6-bedroom, 5-fireplace home for $5.5 million. That's considered cheap and reasonable in this neighborhood. And now I'm looking at a picture of the Obamas' house that they have. This was a house that was owned by Joe Lockhart, who was press secretary to Bill Clinton, and then went into the publicity business. All of these people, there are two aspects to the story that I'm interested in. One of them is how they're all, even though politically different, all live in the same neighborhood, number one. And number two, how the people who go to work as director of this, that, or the other thing in administrations have two stories. One of them, they've either been there, done that, like the guy from ExxonMobil or some of these other people that are going to be in the Trump administration. They've already been there. They don't have to trade on, when they get out of office, who they've known or what they know. But on the other hand, young guys who worked, and I know a dozen of them that I became friendly with, that all after the Clinton years went out on their own, started various businesses, and did fabulously well. And so now guys that were making $100,000 a year, if they were lucky, can buy $5 million houses. And isn't that back again to what it's all about? Well, I mean, if you're going to do it, you're not going to stop people from trading on who they know and what they know. So, you know, why not do it? Anyway, all of these areas, this is an area northwest of DuPont Circle. There are a lot of, you got to have a couple of $1 million to even get in the door, though, which is very, but it's, you know, the Clintons have a house there. Obama's going to have a house there. Bezos has a house there. All these, Bloomberg has a house there. The guy that runs Sotheby's has a house there. Senator Kennedy had a house there. Donald Rumsfeld, I think he'd bring anything to the neighborhood.
He's not adding much to the block party.
No. But you see, all these people have the money now because they trade on what, you know, it is for being in Washington. Some of these houses go back to the 1700s. It's really quite a nice neighborhood. There's newer houses that are there. Woodrow Wilson had a house there after he got out of office. William Howard Taft did. Warren Harding did. It's just that's the neighborhood that we're talking about. It's just that every big city has a neighborhood like this. This is the Beverly Hills, described as the Beverly Hills of Washington. Every big city has a place like this. We have Beacon Hill in Boston and the Back Bay.
Which is very pretty,
Yeah, in New York. What would you say was the comparable? Where do the old money in New York live?
Park Avenue still.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. It's boring, but it's there.
Oh, my God, it's boring. It is. It really is. Boring as heck. All right, let's not bore people anymore. Sports news. Here is Biff Keelan with the, we had a couple of upsets, right? Green Bay beating Dallas. Was that expected?
It was expected to be a really good game, and it was. It went right down to the final 3 seconds of the game, and Green Bay, for the field goal, kicked the final win, 34-31. It was such a nail-biter. I mean, mm-hmm. We were 3 seconds away from going into overtime, so
we were,
they will now...
We.
We, as in, like, we. The game itself.
Oh,
I was watching every minute of it.
I got it. All right, yeah. Well, your husband, to be clear, the man that you're with is a sports. He's in the sports news business, so you're likely, and he lives it, right? I'm guessing he lives it. That's why he's good at it. So
yeah.
But you don't mind it either. You spend time with him watching games.
Yeah, I love football and I love ice hockey. Those are my two sports.
Okay.
And I watch soccer every once in a while, but I cannot stand baseball and I cannot stand basketball.
Really?
So that's where I get lost.
All right, so when I was looking at the Weather Channel yesterday morning to figure out whether I was going to go to Denver or to Columbus first, depending on the ice storm, there was a whole big deal about the Kansas City Chiefs playing the Steelers, and the game got moved from noontime to 8 o'clock because of the ice.
Right.
So who did that favor?
Well, both teams are used to playing in cold weather, the Steelers and Kansas City. So the Chiefs ended up losing. Steelers won. The Steelers now go on to play the New England Patriots. I'm assuming that would be your team if you had one.
Yeah,
if you had a horse in this race, it would be the Patriots.
Yeah, I suppose, yes, right.
And then Green Bay goes to Atlanta next Sunday to see if they can beat the Falcons, who are doing really well. And so then we'll see what the final Super Bowl will be. In our house, we are rooting for a Patriots-Green Bay Super Bowl because...
Really?
Tom Brady, number 12, versus Aaron Rodgers, number 12. That'll be a great matchup.
Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry goes into free agency, but apparently he's not going to leave Golden State. They've made a deal with him, have they?
Well,
he's $40 million.
His current contract will be up this summer when he enters free agency, and he's one of these guys that he's such a star player, but he's only the fourth highest paid player on the team, which is sort of unheard of for someone of his level. And so he's been asked a lot by the fans and news reporters. All right, obviously you're going to go somewhere where they're going to pay you what you're worth, and he says, you know, at the end of the day, my pops always told me never count another man's money if it's what you've got and how you take care of it. And he said, if I'm complaining about $44 million over 4 years, then I've got other issues in my life. So that went viral, that quote, over the weekend. And of course, you know, it gained him even more fans.
Good for him. Smart thinking. 44 past the hour. In a moment, a Chinese puzzle that you probably can't figure out without my help.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes. a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
All right, so for everybody at home, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Victoria and Kara are here. I would like you to get a piece of paper, and I'm going to give you 9 numbers, and I'm going to tell you where to put them, and then I want you to figure out what it is that they all mean together. All right, this is an old Chinese game called Lo Shu. Across the top, the 3 numbers are 4, 9, and 2. We have 9 numbers. You ready? 4, 9, 2. You got those across the top?
Got it. Do we need to draw a box, or we're just sort of making
a box?
Yeah,
well, I mean, it probably helps you. It might. It depends on your... I don't know enough about your spatial abilities, how your imagination works. I don't know how much about you that way.
Figure this out.
Sorry, I can't tell you. And the box made it easier for me to understand it.
Okay.
All right, so 4, 9, 2 goes across the top. Then 3, 5, 7. The numbers 3, 5, and 7.
Horizontally, or...
Yes, horizontally. So on the top line, you got 4, 9, and 2.
Right.
Horizontally, you got 3, 5, and 7. And the last row is 8, 1, and 6. So if you wanted to look at it vertically, it would be 4, 3, 8, 9, 5, 1, 2, 7, 6.
Got it.
Okay. Now look at this for a minute, both of you and the people at home. You will see that no matter what you do with these numbers, no matter how you put them, up, down, crossways, sideways, upside down, the number always, when put, the three of them are put together, 3 in any sequence, in any way, always adds up to 15. So there it is, called Lo Shu. I'll put my socks and shoes back on again, 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Wednesday version of Good Day, preparing you for January the 18th with discussion things that are of interest and import. How does what's going on in England, how does what's going on in Europe affect what we do here? Well, it really has an impact monetarily on us. The new British Prime Minister is Theresa May, and she went on record in terms of the Brexit deal. She wants to have another, or people in her country want to have another vote as this extraction continues. Let's listen to an overview.
For the first time, the UK's Prime Minister laid out her plan for leaving the European Union. And from the looks of it, it's going to be a, quote, hard Brexit.
Not partial membership of the European Union, associate membership of the European Union, or anything that leaves us half in, half out.
Prime Minister Theresa May wants to leave the EU single market, the one that promises free movement of goods, services, and people. May wants to cut down on the flow of people and regain control over immigration in Britain. But she doesn't want to lose the free flow of goods between her country and others in the EU. But some EU members may not be as willing to negotiate.
She's still trying to cherry pick. And I think that's the problem. Angela Merkel has said very clearly on the other side of the fence, no cherry picking.
Still, May was clear when she told her country, quote, no deal for Britain is better than a bad deal for Britain. Parliament will vote on the deal once it's negotiated with the EU.
All right, so other things that I'm betting people are going to be talking about today, the commutation of the prison sentence of a couple of people, most notably Chelsea Manning. Remember her, him? Convicted of stealing and disseminating a lot of documents and videos to WikiLeaks, the president said, and by the way, this doesn't involve, it reduces the sentence, but it doesn't, commutation reduces the sentence, but it doesn't change the fact that this
person has been convicted of something. But I think the story itself is interesting, and I'm not sure that I disagree with his doing it. Let's listen.
WikiLeaks leaker Chelsea Manning has had her 35-year prison sentence commuted by President Obama. Manning, who identifies as female, has spent nearly 7 years in an all-male military prison at Fort Leavenworth. Manning pleaded guilty in 2013 to sending hundreds of thousands of sensitive diplomatic and military files to WikiLeaks. She's been incarcerated since 2010. Manning has struggled to access treatment for her gender dysphoria in prison and attempted suicide twice. Advocates say her sentence is unfairly harsh. The commutation was among 273 acts of clemency Obama announced on one of his last days in office. The president granted clemency to nearly 1,600 people during his terms. Most of them were nonviolent drug offenders. Earlier in January, WikiLeaks tweeted that its leader, Julian Assange, would submit to U.S. extradition if Manning were freed. There are no formal charges filed against Assange, but he is wanted for questioning in a Swedish rape case. Manning's new release date is May 17th.
So I don't know why they don't just let him out now, frankly. Some of you think he's a traitor, she's a traitor. Some of you think that he should have been put to death. Some of you think, as I do, that this is the kind of thing. I look at this, and I also look at what's gone on with Edward Snowden and think that these two people did us a favor. Whether you realize it or not, some of the hardcore group of people who just think that these people are horrible because they leaked secrets, most of these secrets needed to be leaked. There are way too many secrets in our country. There are way too many things going on behind the scenes that people do not know about, and I think that that's part of my theory. I think we've got all this stuff, the NSA. Look at the things that we found out as a result of what was leaked. Is it legal? No. Has this person been in certainly a position of having to think about what he, she did? Yeah. Snowden the same way. I put them both together. Assange is, I don't know, kind of a different character as far as I'm concerned. But all of these things, we need to know more. We don't have a news media anymore that does what it's supposed to do. The news media is so full of egotists and people who are interested in the story for their own sake or them becoming the story that there are very few good journalists who are asking questions or getting to the heart of things. It's all flush. It's all, you know, you'll see the local news television station. I've got, you know, they have their eye. Well, that's what they call it in Boston anyway. The investigative arm is called the eye, and they're out to get things to protect you, and it's all usually nonsense, things that don't really affect us or help us. So in this circumstance, I'm all for what happened. Let's talk about it, have a dialogue during the day. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.